This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Betty Honeycutt, H-U-N-N, like November, I-C-U-T-T. Date of birth 1/29/1946. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Betty with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and hypertension. Her last visit was May 7th of this year. Since that time, she did have a shunt placed for non-communicative hydrocephalus. She was hoping that after surgery, she would not have balance problems and ataxia. And also, she was hoping her bladder problems would improve. But neither condition has actually subsided since her last visit. She did develop Bell's palsy shortly after the shunt was placed, and she saw the neurosurgeon in Detroit who was aware of the condition. And the right side of her face has improved, although she does have some nasal labial flattening still. The right eye is more open than the left, and she has some mouth weakness on the right side also still. But it's resolved probably 80% after in the initial diagnosis of the Bell's palsy. And she has had a past history of double vision along with severe headache. It was always on the left side, and the headache was above the left eye. And that double vision took several months to resolve the first time, which was 2015, and then again in 2020 it happened again. But that has not reoccurred since 2020. She was recently diagnosed with osteoporosis, and now she's on Prolia, 60 milligram every 3 months. And she's seen the local neurologist who did some additional blood work and found she had elevated protein levels in the blood. So he wants her to see Dr. Sahai for further evaluation, S-A-H-A-Y. So she will be referred to Dr. Sahai for evaluation of elevated protein levels. She's currently feeling well today, no headaches or dizziness, although blood pressure is higher today in the office. And I've asked her to check blood pressure at home in case we need to add any medication to keep the blood pressure 130 over 80. She's not having any headaches or dizziness or syncopal episodes at this time. No chest pains or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, and no edema. Medications, she's on Gemtesa, G-E-M-T-E-S-A, 75 milligram daily. For blood pressure, she's on hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily with Losartan, maximum dose of 100 milligram daily. She's on Lipitor, Flovent, Ventolin inhalers, a probiotic, Tylenol for pain, multivitamin daily, and Prolia every 6 months, and vitamin D3. Physical exam, the patient is alert and oriented, cheerful and cooperative. Weight is 249 pounds, pulse 80, oxygen saturation 98% on room air, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 160 over 90. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Pupils are equal and reactive. She does have the slightly slight amount of nasal labial flattening on the right, as well as the slight droop of the right side of her mouth, and the right eye is open, more open than the left. The upper lid is higher than the left lid would be. She can close eyes fully, and she has no numbness or tingling in the face. Her gait is broad-based. She does not shuffle. But she does feel off balance as she's walking. And generally, she has been using a walker for stability. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 10, 28, 20, 24. Creatinine, 1.42 with estimated GFR of 38. Albumin is 4.3. Calcium, 9.5. Electrolytes, normal. Phosphorus, 3.8. Hemoglobin is 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no volume overload, no pericarditis. I've asked her to get labs every 3 months on an ongoing basis. 2, currently high blood pressure in the office. She's on maximum dose losartan. And we've asked her to check blood pressures at home for the next week and call us with readings in case we need to add medication like low-dose Norvasc, possibly. But at this time, it may be just a stress related to her office visit. But we will maybe have to adjust her medication for blood pressure. And she also has the non-communicative hydrocephalus with the recent shunt placement. She will be seeing the neurosurgeon in January. She says January 7th is her appointment date in Detroit. She's going to discuss the gait abnormality and the feeling of being off balance or unbalanced to see if there's any chance that will continue to improve. She will be having studies to determine the function of the shunt in case that would have to be repositioned by the neurosurgeon. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.